When the affairs of politics and business seem like a blur of contradictions, there's always the steady march of science to reassure us that life is improving. High school geology and biology textbooks remind us that we know so much more now than we did before. Well, that's one way of looking at science and medicine. NPR's Christopher Joyce presents another with this somewhat jaundiced view of some of the year's achievements.
It's been said that scientific progress is linear. Start at point A, work hard, and think smart. Eventually, you end up somewhere near point G with a new discovery about the way of the universe. That's linear, but then so is spaghetti.
Step on a crack, break your mother's back.
Menopause. To millions of American women in the 1990s, the future looked bleak. Doctors agreed.
Postmenopausal osteoporosis is a major public health problem in the United States.
But to every problem, there must be a cure. In this case, hormone replacement therapy, estrogen and progestin. It prevented heart disease and stroke, too. What a breakthrough. Until...
We have a finding that basically says that the way that medicine has been prescribing hormones isn't right and should change, and that's really what should happen now.
2002, the year researchers like Marcia Stefanik told millions of menopausal women, oops, maybe hormone treatments don't prevent disease. And in fact, they may slightly raise the risk of heart disease, stroke, and breast cancer. But then, treating the symptoms of old age is complicated. At least scientists have got the simple stuff down, like how people should eat.
Only 2% of children meet the recommendations of the food guide pyramid. Less than 15% eat the recommended servings of fruit. Less than 20% meet vegetable recommendations. And only 30% drink enough milk. Let's feed our kids well.
The food pyramid. Lots of grains and carbohydrates for the broad base, and just a little fat and sugar at the tippy top. Dr. Walter Willett said this made sense once upon a time.
I think the pyramid is so out of sync with scientific evidence that it almost has to be totally dismantled and rebuilt from the ground up.
Oops. So the pyramid is wrong? Then what's the right way to eat?
Real people can't lose weight or maintain a healthy body weight trying to limit their fats.
Phew. Thank you, Dr. Stuart Traeger, and the Atkins diet. Goodbye dry potatoes and naked salad. Hello, steak and cheese. The Atkins people say fat is okay. Can that be true? No, says Dr. Dean Ornish, enemy of fat.
Because fat has 9 calories per gram and protein and carbohydrates have only 4.
Got that? And you thought politicians couldn't agree. Well, there's one thing that medical professionals do seem to agree on. Surgeons. They like to cut. One of their favorite operations over the past few years has been arthroscopic surgery on arthritic knees. All those aging jocks lining up for surgery to clean out the mess they've made of their joints. Big business. Until a study this year by Dr. Nelda Ray.
This study adds very strong evidence that the entire benefit of these procedures for relief of pain or improving function in patients with osteoarthritis of the knee, and that's frequently referred to as old age arthritis or wear and tear arthritis, but the benefit of the procedure is no greater than placebo surgery.
Ray should know. She performed placebo surgery. That's right. Brought patients into the OR, gave them a painkiller, and pretended to open up their knees. She even pretended to flush the inside of the knee while a nurse provided sound effects by splashing water in a pan. The patients really believed they were getting surgery. In the end, they did just as well afterward as the ones who got the real thing. Perhaps it's not fair to pick on medical researchers so much. After all, they're trying to save lives fast. Now, take astronomers, for instance. They've got all the time in the world to study things like, say, what color the universe is.
It's somewhere between pale turquoise and medium aquamarine.
Yes, the question that has driven so many to despair and madness was finally answered. The universe is the color of a New Mexico belt buckle. Astronomer Ivan Baldry discovered this by accident. He was actually trying to see how new stars were forming in the universe. His discovery was a milestone for 2 months. Then Baldry discovered some faulty software in his program. Oops. He recomputed, he saw the light, and it was...
probably beige. Sorry to say, but that's probably the best guess at the moment.
Beige. Well, it does accessorize with just about anything. If there's a pattern emerging here, it's a wavy one. Looking back on scientific progress is kind of like standing on a boat, looking back where you've come from. You've made progress, and the wake looks straight. What you don't see are all the little mid-course corrections. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.